Welcome back, everyone, to the Digital Signage Today podcast. Today, I am joined by Jose Avalos. He is the Vice President of the Internet of Things Group and General Manager of Vertical Industries at Intel Corporation. And today, I'm going to be talking with him about how the coronavirus has impacted the digital signage and digital home industry and what Intel is doing to address this issue. Jose, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Bradley. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. So my first question is, how has COVID-19 impacted the digital signage and digital out-of-home industries?
Wow. Bradley, COVID-19 has had a significant impact on the digital signage and the digital out-of-home industry. I have a lot to say in this area, but let me be brief and touch on a few points. First, with COVID-19, digital out-of-home advertising has really dried up in many industries. Many brands are postponing their campaigns, and in some cases, they are canceling them. As a result, many companies with advertising-based digital signage networks are looking at the next several months with zero revenue. Many companies are facing the perspective of zero revenue for the next 3 to 6 months, maybe even more. Second point, social distancing and stay-at-home campaigns have impacted foot traffic in many venues. For example, just in March alone, out-of-home foot traffic in the U.S. dropped by 59%. Now, we do have some positive news. On the positive side, the DPAA, the Digital Place-Based Advertising Association, of which I'm a board member, and an independent agency, Madwell, have deployed a global public service campaign on screens in the US, Canada, the UK, EMEA, and Asia to fight and slow down the spread of COVID-19. This campaign is intended to educate the masses on the benefits and social distancing and staying at home. We at Intel are working on technologies to drive what we call 3 A's of digital advertising. The 3 A's are intended to improve addressability, accountability, and attribution in digital signage networks. In summary, brands want to be able to target a specific audience. They want to make sure that their campaigns work, and they want to be able to attribute specific sales to a specific advertising. An example of the application of these technologies is the digital signage deployment implemented by Clear Channel Airports at the San Jose Airport. This is one of the most innovative and advanced digital signage advertising networks today.
Excellent, thank you. So my next question is, as a technology leader, what is Intel doing differently to support customers, users, and communities during this time?
We're doing a lot, Bradley. During this pandemic, it has become clear to me the many institutions and industries are highly dependent on Intel compute and technologies to run their operations and provide their services. So, of course, our first priority is to keep our employees safe and to keep running the business to meet the compute needs of all these institutions and industries. Again, I have a lot to say in this question, but let me be brief and touch on a couple of points. First, just last week, Intel announced that we are pledging $50 million U.S. dollars into a pandemic response technology initiative to combat COVID-19 through the acceleration of technology at the point of patient care, speeding scientific research, and ensuring access to online learning for students. Intel technology underpins critical products and services that global communities, governments, and healthcare organizations depend on every day. We hope that by harnessing our expertise, our resources, our technology and talents, we can help save and enrich lives by solving the world's greatest challenges through the creation and development of new technology-based innovations and approaches. In alignment with that goal, Intel has also joined the Global XPRIZE Pandemic Alliance, along with other companies. The object is to fuel collaboration of solutions through shared innovation to effectively address the immediate needs of this crisis. Let me just say a few more words about this alliance, Bradley. The XPRIZE Pandemic Alliance, it's a collaboration of many companies, including technology companies like ours, like Intel, to provide incentives to researchers to create solutions addressing world health problems. And we at Intel know that our technology can positively impact many relevant areas, whether it is healthcare, public safety, or research. These industries depend on Intel compute infrastructure, including cloud hardware infrastructure based on Intel products. As a result, Intel technologies are playing a key role in keeping people healthy, enabling public response systems to work effectively and efficiently, and researchers to investigate new treatments and potential vaccine solutions for COVID-19. These are just some of the examples of how Intel is supporting our communities during this pandemic.
That's really, really cool. That alliance sounds very interesting and definitely a great asset during these times. So how is Intel specifically helping the ecosystem and customers to adapt and thrive? Because that's a big challenge during how uncertain it is for pretty much everyone globally right now.
It is a big challenge, and it turns out that technology can really help us during this crisis. We are working with our ecosystem of partners and customers to deploy our inventory of available solutions to address current needs during this crisis. This portfolio of solutions addresses challenges worldwide. Let me give you some examples. For example, in Texas, one of our customers is utilizing Intel IoT and Cisco technologies to deploy virtual ICU response stations where doctors at the Methodist Hospital are able to remotely monitor up to 100 patients at a time. In a second example from Wuhan, China, there, robots based on Intel computer vision silicon and software took a 90% of work necessary to distribute supplies in multiple hospitals. The work done by these robots helps minimize cross-infection risk of COVID-19. Let me provide one last example implemented in the Hong Kong airport. Their thermographic camera systems based on Intel IoT technology are being utilized to detect fevers in a crowd and identify sick travelers as they move through the crowd. These are just some examples where Intel and our ecosystem of partners and solution providers are delivering innovative solutions to help fight and prevent the transmission of COVID-19.
Excellent. Those are some very great examples. So one of my last questions was regarding to new ways users will interact with screens. What are some new ways they'll interact with screens, especially when everyone is frightened of germs and not wanting to get too close to people and following social distancing protocols?
You know, that is a great question and very relevant during this time. As you know, Bradley, today digital signage screens are integrated into many product categories, from pure digital signage for information and advertising to interactive flat panel displays for education to interactive kiosks for all sorts of applications across many industries. We expect that consumers will be looking for new contactless solutions in their digital experiences. For this reason, we and our ecosystem of partners are investing in new technologies and solutions to meet these needs. We are looking at technologies that will help us interact with screens in new ways, including voice, gesture, and QR code readers, for example. One area that is getting lots of attention today is the integration of digital signage technology into health monitoring solutions that measure individuals' body temperature and other health-related metrics. These solutions most likely will be utilized to monitor access to public events, transportation venues, places of worship, offices, etc. We believe that this type of solutions will play a big role to ramp up the economy again in the near future.
That is really, really cool. Is there anything else you'd like to add today before we get off?
No, I mean, Bradley, I think it goes without saying that these are very difficult times for all of us. You know, we are doing everything that we can to keep our employees safe, to keep running our business, because our compute is necessary for a lot of the infrastructure for many industries. We wish you well, and we wish everybody well, and everybody please stay safe.
Excellent, and we hope that you stay safe as well, as long as all of your employees. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bradley.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us for the Digital Signage Today podcast. Once again, my name is Bradley Cooper. I'm the editor of Digital Science Today, and please continue to follow us for further podcasts on digital signage and how it is adjusting to the coronavirus, as well as general tips of how to use digital signage. Thank you.